Welcome to the Compass Church Podcast. We hope that you enjoy this message from Michael Salisbury.
So I had a bit of a random thought this morning when I was thinking and praying about the message. And I was thinking and praying about like the fact that pretty much every time I have a conversation with someone and you go to them at the moment, you go, "Hey, gun," they go, "I am just so busy." And it seems to be a bit of an overriding theme. I find myself saying I'm busy but good. It's just this kind of, whether it's just the season we're all in or whether we're not really busy but we say we are because everyone else is busy and we don't want to look like we're lazy, whatever it is. But I was also thinking that there is a difference between being tired and being weary. And I think when we talk about it, we talk about the fact that tired is a physical state and weary is an emotional and a spiritual state. So it's like, if we're thinking about it biblically, it's okay to be tired because it just means you probably haven't slept enough and you are actually busy or you've been doing a lot. Weary is a different thing. Weary is that you're empty and you're depleted and you're not operating at your best. Holly and I recently bought a new camper trailer. And now I know there's four-fifths of you that could not care less about this. And why would you buy a tent on wheels when you can stay in a hotel? And I understand that. But this thing is pretty off its head. We lost our minds and we went to buy like the really standard one and we walked out with the Rolls Royce of camper trailers. But it was Holly's idea, so technically she spent that money. And so we bought this camper trailer that is built to essentially go off-road anywhere and you can disappear for very long periods of time because it is sort of self-equipped and it's got massive water tanks underneath it, and you can kind of go for weeks on end and not need to see or be in contact with anyone, which is good, right? So I was talking to my neighbour about how big the water tanks are and how long that would last and how many days, and he sort of said it's almost like they're limitless, right? You could just go for weeks and not need water because you've brought it with you. And I thought that was kind of good, but then I was thinking this morning about my camper trailer while I was praying about my message, because I'm quite excited about it, right? If anyone wants to come over and look at me, I do tours. A few of these boys have got stuck having a tour. But I was thinking about the fact that even though my water reserves under my camper trailer might seem pretty limitless, if I just keep using them at some point, right, they're going to run out. Like, it's a bit of a no-brainer. And so why do we think that our heart is different? That God constantly reminds us that our heart needs to be filled, that it, not pretty full, but full, like in terms of, it talks about that out of the overflow of our heart. In Matthew, it says, out of the overflow of our heart, our mouth speaks. So that we would seem to be able to make that link, that God desires our heart to be full, constantly full, being refilled. Holly likes her petrol tank full. So Holly hates it. If the gauge gets below half, she hates it. Like, if I borrow her car and the gauge is below half, she asks me to refill it. Even though we know she's got 180 litres in her car. So there's 90 litres of diesel still there and she's worried she might run out. So you've got to refill it. So her gauge lives always between half and full. My gauge lives at all time somewhere between a quarter and empty. And there's a number of reasons for this. Because one, I don't like stopping to put petrol in my car. And I don't like standing there forever to fill it up because it's a waste of time. And I don't like spending money on petrol because it's a waste of money. Like, and I'm not tight, don't get me wrong. I just think I hate spending money on that. And I'm also really, really aware of actually how many Ks I can do from when it goes fuel light on before when it goes car stop. Every time I got a car, you know, when you're 18 and you go through a few crappy cars, so you got to keep replacing them fairly regularly, I used to do a thing where I would drive around a 2K loop around the petrol station near where my parents' house were, waiting to see exactly when the light went red to when my car ran out of petrol. So I knew exactly how far I could go on red. No one else does that? But there is a danger for me that I spend my walk with God like this, flat out, desperately eking every drop out of the tank, and I don't take the time to stop, fill up. At times, if I'm really honest, I don't want to pay the price of stopping and weighing up and sitting and maybe seeing what God would reveal to me. And it might be an okay strategy for my car, but it's fraught with danger if that's how we approach our spiritual life. So I want to encourage us today to make sure we are constantly connected to the source, that we are called to be full on at all times, overflowing, to be energized, not to grow weary. And remember, there's a difference between tired and weary. Isaiah 40 says this, starting in verse 25. To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Asked the Holy One. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out one after another, calling each by name. And he counts them to see that none are lost or have strayed away. O Israel, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? How can you say God refuses to hear your case? Have you never heard or understood? Do you know that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all earth? For he never grows faint, nor grows weary. No one can measure the depth of his understanding. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Even youths will become exhausted and weary. Young men will give up. But those who wait upon the Lord will find new strength. They will fly on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. So it's pretty clear from that God is limitless. And if we stay connected, if we stay plugged in, if we stay charged to our power source from a spiritual point of view, then we don't grow weary. Jeremiah 31, 25 says, "For I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish." So replenish is defined in the dictionary as to fill, to make complete, to add new stock and new supply to. And I believe that God would just call us today. He would want to remind us that he desires to replenish us, that he desires to, as that definition says, to make complete again, to add new to you, new stock, new supply to your life, to your heart, for what it is that he's called you to do in the position that you find yourself in now, that there would be a spirit of replenishment in this place, that it's not got part of God's plan that would be weary of soul, that at times we're tired, and that's okay, it's a physical state. Mentally, emotionally, and more importantly, spiritually, we're not called to be weary. We're called to be full, to be plugged in to who God is, to connected to who he is on a daily basis, to stop and just take stock. Fill up, not to run out. Okay, can I get you to... So we're just going to take 1 minute now. And I'm just going to ask Katie to play. And we're just going to have a minute or two now, just you and God. And I believe, and as I was praying about it this morning, that as we just sit and people have talked about focusing and prioritizing and finding space with God already today, and Eldon kind of shared that we'd be able to put the stuff aside that maybe we've got to do and that list aside, and that right now in this space, I believe that God would want to say to us, hey, I'm just here and I want to replenish you. I want to refresh you. Those who are weary, come and just lay down your burdens. The Bible talks about the fact that his burden is light and his yoke is easy. So right now, I'm just going to believe that the Holy Spirit's at work, that there's something for you as an individual and for us as a community that he desires to do in this place. So Lord, just in this space, I just trust that you are already at work, Holy Spirit. Psalms, it says, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs for you. That in this space right now, Lord God, you would replenish, you would refresh, you would restore, you would make whole, you would resupply, you would restock us with new things. That as that scripture in Isaiah says, you do not grow weary. and those who wait upon the Lord, you will renew their strength. Thank you for what you are doing right now, Lord God.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.